Good morning, Khadija here. Kit Kat Moments, Revelations of Life. Your decisions determine your destiny, not your circumstances. And as always, the conversation continues. And so I want to talk today about something that has been kind of on my mind for a while. And we are in the season of restoration. We're in a season of reflection, of repentance, of teshuvah, turning back to Abba Father. And there's some things that we need to do internally, some internal housekeeping. And I'm sure that a lot of you have heard the saying, what don't kill you will simply make you strong. And I want to take the opportunity today to kind of unpack that statement, because this is a season to get a revelation of who you are. And there are situations and things in our life that happen in our childhood or in our early adulthood that was meant to kill us. So my question today is, wouldst thou be made whole? Because we have subconsciously buried those situations to protect ourselves, to protect our sanity. It's called defense mechanisms. So as we are on this journey to becoming whole, we have to allow ourselves to remember those things. What am I saying? Well, let me dig a little deeper. I know people that if you talk to them, they can tell you details about their childhood and about their growing up and their joyful times of spending with on family picnics and family outings and how they spent quality time with their parents. They even remember the names of their school teachers, their friends that they grew up with. Some of them even are still connected to some of those friends. They can give you details of their college experience. And then there are those like myself that have sketchy memories of things that happened in their lives. There are even some situations that I can remember when I was 3 years old. But other than that, my memory of my childhood is very sketchy at certain points in my life. And I am now realizing that there are defense mechanisms in place that have blocked my remembrance of certain things. And sometimes it's because of abuse, and other times it could be because the situation is so painful that we don't want to remember, or even to the fact that someone that was supposed to love us and protect us, or even a group of people that were supposed to love and protect us, failed in their job. But because we love them, we have created defense mechanisms to cause us not to remember. But in our defense mechanism, in our burying certain situations in our subconsciousness, it has affected our everyday life. It has affected how we deal with people, our trust mechanisms. It has affected our relationships. Some of us have had tumultuous marriage relationships because of something that is hidden deep in our subconsciousness that triggers certain moments in our lives. And we get glimpses and visions of the situation, but because the hurt was so painful, we suppress it. This is the season that we need to examine ourselves thoroughly, to go deep and allow ourselves to remember. Because in our remembrance, we will be made whole. Now, am I saying that it won't be painful to remember? No, I'm not. And you're going to have bouts of crying and remembering, and the pain of that time is going to come up. But it didn't kill you back then, so it's not going to kill you now. But it is going to take you on the journey of a revelation of who you are, a journey to becoming whole. That's what this season of repentance, this trumpet blast season of awareness and awakening, is to take you to a place that you can trust God. Because you say daily that you trust Him. But there are some things in your life that is hindering you from fully trusting Him. And this is the season of reflection, of restoration, of revelation of who you are. Like I said, it didn't kill you back then. It's not going to kill you now. And I am personally finding that out as I walk this journey of truth, because the path to the journey of truth has a lot more to deal with the enemy inner me than it does with what we perceive to be the enemy on the outside. And I hope that I've shared something that will spark a fire in you to start you on this journey of truth. Because when you get to the end of the tunnel, it expands out into a beautiful open atmosphere that you can receive all that Abba Father has for you without hindrance, without second guessing whether he truly loves you or not. Just some food for thought. Again, I'm Khadija. Kit Kat Moments, Revelations of Life. It's time to walk into the revelation of who you are. You have a God fantastic rest of your week. Shalom. Good morning, Khadija here, host of Kit Kat Moments, Revelations of Life. Thank you so very much for joining our podcast this morning. I just have a quick announcement. It seems that Anchor and Spotify have decided that they were only going to monetize one of DODM's podcasts, and that is right here. So now the format is changing just a little. You will hear Sweet Hour of Prayer weekly podcast here now, and then you will continue to hear Kit Kat Moments, Revelations of Life, where your decisions determine your destiny, not your circumstances. And we're also going to enter in and add one more, and that's DODM Encounter with Abba Father, Conversations with Abba. So we're kind of putting everything in one place, because every time you listen to this podcast or you pass this podcast on to someone else and they listen, it sends a donation to DODM Worldwide Missions, where we affect lives all over Africa, in East Africa and West Africa. Again, thank you so very much for listening. And please remember to pass this on and tell them to listen, because you will continue in the support of DODM Worldwide Missions, where God is always in control. Shalom, and you have a God-fantastic rest of your week.